Hello and welcome to the Brutal Iron Gym Podcast, where our goal is to cut through the BS and deliver the brutal truth about topics related to health and happiness. I had a little brain freeze there. So you say that thing about a million times, and if you think in the middle of it, you actually get in trouble. So today's topic is actually mindset, and we're going to be, it's titled The Beginning of a New Story. And what I wanted to discuss today was the concept of your life being a story. So I read a book years and years ago, probably 7-8 years ago, and I absolutely love that book. I've given it away to the point where I have no clue where it is anymore, and I can't even remember what the title was, so I'm going to have to look that up. I think it was something along the lines of, like, your life as a story or something. But I wanted to share what I had learned from that book and what I had applied to my life and the things I thought that might be helpful to you guys. So one of the biggest themes from that book that I took away was the concept of being the author versus the narrator. So when we're the narrator of our story, what does the narrator have control over? Nothing, usually, right? The narrator just kind of explains what's happening. They see what's happening. They react to what's happening. But they don't get to create what's happening. They don't get to control what's happening. Usually the narrator of a story is just there to kind of help us make sense of the story, kind of tells us what's going on. But the narrator, like we said, doesn't have any deeper involvement in the story. Whereas the author creates everything. The author is control of everything. The author decides what's the good, the bad, the ugly. So the author is in absolute control. And the author does not have to react to life. The author would create life. So, and that's the big theme, is I always remember telling myself after I read that book was, be the author, be the author. And what I meant by that was, I didn't want to live my life just responding and reacting to everything that was happening to me, to where I felt like I was being pushed around by everything around me. I wanted to instead be the author, the person who got to create the story. So you weren't reactive, you were proactive. So if I wanted the business, like this, I remember reading the book when I started Brutal Iron Gym, and I've had the gym for 8 years now, and I remember reading this at the very beginning and saying to myself was, okay, if I was the author of this business, so the narrator just, like, whoever shows up at the door, whoever wants to sign up, you just respond to that. You know, you sign them up or you don't. So our gym is very interesting in a sense to where not everybody who wants to join gets to join. And I've been very careful about the culture of our gym from the very beginning. And I remember telling my parents, who are my support system, and I remember telling them I'd rather go out of business doing it the right way than stay in business doing it the wrong way. So if somebody came into the gym and they didn't clean up and put equipment away after themselves, they got kicked out. It didn't matter if I had a negative bank account that morning. I remember I woke up one morning and I had minus $400 in my bank account. So welcome to owning your own business. So I remember I woke up, I got an alert from Bank of America. I had minus $400 in my bank account. And I was like, to myself, I was like, well, this will be an interesting day. So I have to somehow make $400 worth of cash by the end of the day. So I had somebody come in that day to join, and their mindset and the way they were going to handle themselves wasn't going to be a good fit for our gym. And I remember declining their membership, like not letting them join. And that would have been a good chunk of money towards that goal of $400, but no. I didn't want it. I did not want people in our gym who weren't going to fit our culture. They were just going to poison the environment, and it was going to ruin everything. So that's the idea of the author versus the narrator, was the narrator would just be like, and so-and-so joined the gym, and the culture went to crap. So whereas the author got to decide if that person joined the gym or not. So I remember taking on that role of saying, okay, I get to determine what my story is. I get to decide who is in my story and who isn't. I get to decide what happens in my story and what doesn't. So in the sense of, instead of reacting, I got to create. And that was a big thing for me. And that's something we're going to continue to talk about through this topic through the rest of the podcast. But that was the biggest one for me that kind of hit home, was thinking of what does the author do in a story versus a narrator. I didn't want to be a narrator to my life. I don't want to just react to what's happening. I want to create what's happening. I want to create the life that I want. So the other aspect, the next one we have here, is to be the star of your own story. So, oh my, is that sad? That it's true that some people don't do that. So we don't put ourselves as important enough to be the star. Being the star of your story doesn't mean you're selfish. It just means that you are focusing on yourself and you're going to make sure that your health is a priority. So any parents out there, and it doesn't have to be just parents, but parents are going to be well aware that when you have kids, all of a sudden your kids are, they become a little more important than you. So they have needs. They need to be fed in the middle of the night, whether you need sleep or not. So diapers need changed, whether you want to do it or not. And it continues even as they get older. But too often parents will put themselves last and they'll think, oh, let me just get my kid through this stage, or let me just get my child through this or this or this. And then all of a sudden they're 18 and you haven't done anything for your own health in the last 18 years. So you gained 30, 40, 50 pounds of unwanted weight. You haven't been active. Blood pressure's up. You're on two or three medications and your health is garbage. It doesn't have to be that way. So you do not have to give up your life to have your kids be part of your life, okay? You still need to control your happiness, and there's absolutely still a way to do that. So I work with moms and dads all the time, every day, all day, and you have to prioritize yourself as much as you would prioritize your kids. So in our patron program, our monthly kind of support, we give away programming, and one of the programming is how to work out at home with no equipment. So there are great 20-minute workouts. And you can make them shorter. You can get 10-minute workouts every morning if you wanted. No equipment needed. You just have to get up a little bit before your kids, or you get your kids off to school, and then if you have a little bit of, like, you know, alone time or time for yourself, you take 10, 20 minutes, you crank out a good workout, and that takes care of not only your physical health, but it helps your mental, emotional health. So you just kind of feel more accomplished throughout the day. You feel better about yourself. You don't lose your sense of identity, and that happens a lot. So you have to make sure that if you're going to view your life as a story, as we're talking about in this podcast, to make sure you're the star of the story. And again, it does not mean you're selfish. It just means that you are going to take care of your health as much as you would take care of anybody else's. And your kids and your spouse would want you to do that too. So you can only be as good of a parent to your kids as you can handle and as you can feel. So in the sense of, like, if you are sleep deprived, food deprived, health deprived, how in the heck are you going to be in a good mood when you're around your kids? You know, and what model are you showing your kids? So if your kids watch you sacrifice your life for them, they're going to do the same thing for their kids. Or they're going to resent the process because maybe you turned out to be kind of a crappy parent because of that. You were tired all the time. You were angry all the time. You just yelled at them all the time. And yeah, you tried to buddy-buddy up, you know, sometimes, but it's too far and too few between. So too often you're upset, too often you're in a rush, too often you're just more corrective than you are a friend. And it is true that you have to be a parent before you can be a friend, okay? So you do have to discipline your kids, but you don't have to be a jerk all the time. You don't have to be frustrated all the time. You don't have to be short-tempered all the time. So if they see you sacrificing your own health and it's causing you to kind of just live a crappy life, they're getting a crappy parent out of that, they're going to resent kind of the way that you lived life. So you have to be careful on the model that you're showing your kids. So you want to show them a healthy, balanced life. Therefore, you have to actually live a healthy, balanced life. Okay? So something else that kind of falls into play when you think of being the star of your own story is sometimes you don't get to be the famous one. And I want to kind of elaborate on this a little bit. I watched a movie recently. It was called Fighting with the Family, and it was about a female professional wrestler in the WWE. And it was a badass movie. It was an awesome movie, so please go watch that if you haven't seen it. It's a great movie. Really awesome storyline to it. And what happened was, is in the movie, there was kind of like two main characters. There was the woman who got to become a WWE wrestler, and she got all the fame and fortune. And then there was an older brother who was the one who taught her everything. He taught her the skills she needed and kind of the discipline needed and all this kind of base character development that allowed her to become who she became, but he never got famous. So sometimes you're the famous one, and then sometimes you're the one who helped the other person become famous. But even if you are the helper, you still have to be the center of your story. So like we just said with like kids or a spouse, you know, you can't make them the star of your story. They're the star of their story. You have to be the star of yours. And that way you still find purpose to your life. You still find fulfillment to your life. And you still take care of your own needs. So in that movie was a great representative where the brother, who was the supporter, he struggled with finding purpose and fulfillment in his life when he didn't value his role as the support, in the sense of what he thought his unique qualities and his gifts were. Once he realized it, then all of a sudden he became happy again and kind of found fulfillment and found purpose again. So even though he was the helper for his sister, he still had to be the star of his own story. He still had to find purpose to his life. And he couldn't just connect his purpose to her purpose. So he had to have his own identity. So that's something for us to think of. Okay? So you want to be the author of your story. You want to create what you want to happen in your life, not just narrate it and react to it. You also have to be the center of your own story. You have to be your own star. Okay? And we have to recognize that with any good story, there is drama. Okay? There's going to be something bad that kind of happens, or a challenge or an obstacle to overcome. So we all would love to have a life, or we think we would. We'd love to have a life where everything just works perfectly, continuously, all the time. That's pretty damn boring. So if you just read a storybook and there's a superhero, okay, so let's say we're reading a book about Superman, and he's walking around town, and everything's going well, there's no crime, how long are you going to read that book? It's a pretty boring book. So it's going to wake up, today was great, tomorrow, today was great, tomorrow, today was great. It's just the same thing over and over. Now, I'm not saying we need to, or we'd want to encourage bad things into our life, but we do have to encourage challenges into our life. So moments where we kind of like push our own limits, and we stretch our own limits, and hopefully we can overcome and expand upon our own limits. So a life with some challenges, which are, you know, our hope would be that they're self-chosen, but that isn't how it's going to work. So give up on that hope. But a life without challenges is a boring life, and it's not a fulfilled life, and you will not become the best version of yourself. So we have to understand that for all stories, there is drama. Sometimes it's not chosen, and it's imposed upon us. That stinks, but that's life. Sometimes we get to pick our choices. So I tell people all the time with in regards to exercise, is you can pick the pain of regression, of having your body fall apart from inactivity and bad eating, or you can pick the pain of discipline by staying disciplined to eat well, by staying disciplined to exercise regularly. And through the pain and discomfort, which it is true, like it's uncomfortable to work out correctly, okay? So there is pain involved. There's also discomfort and pain to saying no to cupcakes, saying no to ice cream and pizza. So there is discomfort and there is struggle in order to get the best out of your life. But there's also discomfort and struggle to do nothing with your life. So you can't avoid discomfort and struggle. You just want to make sure that your discomfort and your struggle is worth something, is leading you forward, not falling you behind. Okay? So every story has drama, but that drama and those challenges are chances for the character of the story, hint, hint, to learn and strengthen. So you can become better in character and better in strength. So that's really important to recognize, that we don't want a life of dull boredom. We don't want a life of no challenges. We want to seek out challenges. And also, challenges are coming our way whether we want them or not. So it's more important for us to view challenges correctly than try to avoid them. Because you can't avoid challenges in your life. So instead, view them as opportunities to find something to learn from it and find something to get better from it. Okay? Now, also, every story, every superstar, every center of the story always has a support cast. Okay? So don't be afraid to ask others for help. So no man is an island, no woman is an island. You can't live your best life alone. So we're not meant to be alone in life. We're meant to have connections, social connections. It's part of our mental and emotional health. So we are better when there are people around us in the sense of for us to impart our wisdom and help into. So it makes us feel better about ourselves to help people sometimes. And also it can give us an increased sense of purpose by being able to influence other people's lives and make an improvement in the world, so to speak. So, or at least the world around you. But it's okay to have supporters. It's okay to have a supporting cast. So if you are struggling in life and you're in one of those dramatic moments, ask for help. It's okay. And it's actually part of any healthy, successful story is to get other people involved and get support. So they can be your support when you need it, and you can be their support when they need it. So it's just kind of like partnerships in life. So that's a good thing. Now, the other thing we have is that no story is over until it's over. So if you don't like your current storyline, if you don't like the things that are currently happening in your life, change the story. Rewrite the book. Okay? It's not over until the last page. So you can make a change anytime that you want. Now, it doesn't mean that change is going to be easy. In fact, it won't be easy. So the fact that you're trying to change something means that there was something in place that now has to be jarred and replaced with something better. That is going to take a process. That is going to be difficult. Okay? So I've enjoyed these podcasts in a sense to where I've shared more details with my personal life into the podcast than I normally would have with people in regular life. And one of the reasons why is the podcast is neat in the sense that I'm getting to talk to my computer. And so it's a little bit of a fake sense of security in sense of what you share. And then also, anybody who invests into this podcast, I very much appreciate you taking your time to listen to this. And I would rather be more real with these podcasts so that way we can get all of us can get a true benefit from this than trying to be fake. And so something that I've been recently dealing with is some anxiety. I've never had anxiety in my life ever until last year. And I never knew what anxiety, like when somebody goes like, I'm having a little bit of a panic attack, I had no clue what that meant. Or like somebody's feeling like, oh, I'm feeling kind of anxious right now. I'd just be like, okay, I don't like, bummer. But I had no clue what the heck that really meant. I didn't know. So I had my first kind of like anxiety slash panic attack last year. And holy crap, does that suck. Like that was horrible. So like your heart rate's up, your body feels like kind of like numb and uncomfortable and like you're freaking out about nothing. And oh man, is it just like, man, does it mess you up. So since I had experienced like real anxiety slash panic attack like last year, it kind of made me more aware of any other moments when I might come into something and be like, oh man, this would normally be a time where I might start to have a panic attack or get anxiety, and then bam, it would happen. So I became more sensitized to it. And it's something that I really have not liked having in my life. I don't think anybody would. But it can become debilitating in the sense to where part of what would cause anxiety for me would be as being like stuck in traffic and being afraid that like for some reason I won't ever be able to leave traffic, which makes no sense. It makes no sense at all. But it still happens. It still gets in your mind. So when you have anxiety, you can, like, there's a rational part of your brain that realizes that it's irrational to have anxiety, but then your own body still does its own stupid crap and like gets all riled up over nothing. And I remember I went to help a client at a contest once, and I was driving to the event and had a panic attack and almost turned around because it was out of my normal routine, so I didn't normally go do that. And there was the what ifs, you know, what if I get there, or what if my car breaks down, or, you know, what if like the event doesn't go well. There's a whole bunch of these just stupid games your mind plays, and it really was messing me up for a while to where I was having a hard time kind of traveling and getting out of my normal routine. And the reason I want to share that was this concept of my life being a story has had to come back into my life for me to take control again, to become the author. and tell these anxiety attacks and panic attacks to get the hell out of my life. So I thought to myself yesterday, I actually had to travel up to Charlotte in the middle of rush hour and go do like a little bit of like a businessy thing. And I was having a little bit of anxiety the night before leading into it because I knew I was going to have to go in traffic. It was kind of like, you know, out of my normal routine. It was about 40 minutes away. What happens if something's, you know, if a car breaks down? Your mind starts playing that game. And I remember telling myself that, no, I'm not playing this game anymore. There are things I'm going to want to do in my life that are going to require me to get out of my normal comfort zone. I might want to go on vacations. I might want to go on trips to go see cool things. I might want to go visit friends. I'm going to want to go do that stuff. So I remember I told myself the yesterday morning, I got up and I said, today is the start of the success story of my life. So last year was the drama. Last year was the challenge. Today is the comeback. This is the comeback of my life. This is when I take control and I start telling the story that I want to tell. And that made a difference. It didn't make it easy. I still was having a panic attack as I drove up to Charlotte. I still had to kind of like listen to a podcast that kind of got my mind centered better. I still did breathe deeply. I still drove in the far right lane. Would not let myself get stuck where I didn't feel like I couldn't get around people if I had to. And there were still challenges to it, but it was it. I was done. I was done being afraid to go anywhere or to have that panic attack kind of take control of me. So screw that. So I said, today is the start of my comeback. This is a new story. I'm going to rewrite the rest of this. I'm taking over. I'm taking charge. And that's something that I thought would be good to share with everybody in the sense that the title of the podcast and the first part of the podcast, saying your life is a story, it sounds really cliche and dorky and kind of, it sounds like it's good to hear, but how do you live that? You know, it sounds like it's separated from real life. Like, yeah, that sounds good, whatever. But no, it's true. It actually can be applied. And this is true, real life helpful advice. So, and I know because I'm doing it in my own life. And I think that's part of what would be good to share with people is we all have struggles. We all have challenges. Everybody has something they have to overcome in life. That's the drama of your story. Like I said, you don't get to pick a life of no drama, and you wouldn't even want one. You wouldn't want one because you wouldn't be the best you, okay? You'll never grow to become the best version of yourself. So we all have drama. It's not avoidable, so stop trying to avoid the damn stuff. Recognize that it's going to be there, but use it as an opportunity. And that's what I'm trying to do. So what I liked about the fact that I had anxiety attacks and kind of had panic attacks last year was I now can sympathize with people. Like when I've had clients who said that, like they've walked into a gym and left a gym because they had a panic attack. And I remember before kind of thinking to myself, like, what the hell? You could have just gone on the treadmill, or you could have just did this, or you could have done that. And I didn't really know. So now I'm well aware of how uncomfortable they probably felt. And it helps me work with them more, be more understanding. We can find small, easier ways to step them into that kind of stuff. It makes me much more understanding and a much better trainer and just a better friend in general because I can relate better to them. So in a sense, I'm happy that I got to feel that because it made me a better person. However, that stuff is horrible. So I'd like to just remember it, not have to feel it every day. I just want to remember the lesson of it. And it's my time now to work out of that. So this is my comeback story. This is where I take charge. I'm going to be the author of this. I'm not going to be the narrator anymore. I'm not going to react to the anxiety. I'm going to take charge of it and take control of it. Okay? And that's what I'm encouraging you guys to do. So whatever your struggle might be, it doesn't mean it won't prevent you from the best life. It's actually going to help you build your best life. You just have to find your way of telling the story around it and using it to grow yourself. So using it to strengthen yourself. That's going to be the key. Okay? Now, I don't have amazing advice for how to go through that every single step. There's going to be horrible steps along the way. There's going to be challenges along the way to making your life better. However, you do have the choice to make it better. And then fight your way through it. Okay, so your life can be anything that you want. So your life can be any story you want it to be. And I want you to make it a good one. Okay, And you can. So think of your life as a story. Be the author. Be the star. Write the storyline that you want, okay? Expect drama because it is coming your way. But recognize that it's an opportunity. It's a way to make your life even more meaningful because you can use that to learn and to strengthen yourself and become better as yourself and be better in your story, okay? So like we said, your life can be any story you want to be. Make it a good one. If you'd like help, so if you're looking for that supporting cast but you're not sure who to get help from, email us. We will be your supporting cast, okay? So email us at brutalirongym@gmail.com. Tell us a little bit about what you're struggling with, and we'll help you out. So even if it's just being there to listen, that's sometimes the best we might be able to do for you. But you're not alone, so you can get help. Okay, so reach out to us if you need that help. So hopefully this was something that you guys can think of and maybe start to apply to your life. And like we said, is think of being the author. What would an author do in this moment? Not the narrator. What would the author do? If I don't like this story being told, I need to change the story. So I'm in control of how I react and what I do with the things presented around me. So what can I do to change the story that's being told and redirect it? So that's why you want to be the author. Okay? Remember to be the star of your story. So it doesn't mean you're selfish. It just means that you're going to take care of yourself and make sure that you prioritize your own health as much as you would prioritize anybody else's. Okay? Don't fight the drama. Recognize the drama as an opportunity. And no story is over until it's actually over. So if you don't like the story that's being told of your life, take charge and change it. Okay? This can be the start of your comeback. Cool. So hopefully this was helpful. If you need any help along the way, reach out to us at our email, okay? brutalirongym@gmail.com, and we'll help you. So if you like this information, you can find more from us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, Brutal Iron Gym. Also, if you like the podcast, you can sign up to become a patron of the podcast by donating $10 or more a month towards the podcast. And for your donation, we will send you that programming, like I mentioned. It can be on any goal you want. You just tell us what you want to get, what do you want the programming for, and we'll tell you how to achieve that goal. Cool. So if you want to become a patron, you can do so directly on the Podbean app. You can send us an email or do a Google search for Become a Patron, Brutal Iron Gym Podcast. And if you like the podcast, please share it with family and friends. So the more people we help, the happier the world will be. And if you have any questions, feedback, or suggestions, we'd love to hear from you. So this podcast is for you, so we'll know what you want to learn about. And you can reach us at our email at brutalirongym@gmail.com. As always, I hope this was helpful, and thank you for listening.